You're listening to WZMB Zombie Radio, your personal soundtrack to the end of the world. That was Chevelle and Family System. You know, that system of family that we all have seemed to break now and then. While Chevelle was doing their best to entertain us, I had one of those micro-naps, not to be mistaken by that 80s fun toy, the Micronauts. If you remember those, you, my friend, are super cool. But anyway, back to my point. I had a dream. Actually, it was more of a nightmare, because I don't believe that any of us are capable of actually dreaming right now because of our circumstance. However, the nightmare, as it were, was simple in both form and meaning, obvious even. I had decided to take my little zombie radio gig out onto the water, just to be safe, on a little dinghy, if you will. Me, a dinghy, my dinghy, and my mic. I apologize for that Freudian slip of innuendo. But hey, I never said this was family-friendly radio anyway, so fuck it all! Okay, back to the point. So I'm floating out on the water in this little dinghy, broadcasting my heart out. And I look over to the landscape of the city that I had dwelled, only to watch it explode. A bomb had been dropped. The sky above the city line was replaced by a massive ball of fire and a mushroom cloud. Rubble rained down onto the heads of anybody that may or may not have survived. And of course, being the curious type, I decided to bring my dinghy back to the shore and explore, to either find out what caused it or see what was left. And when I stepped foot back on the land, there was no sound. There was no life. I took off running, sprinting toward the center of the city, dodging upturned cars, broken buildings, bones, and puddles of blood, to find absolutely nothing but a smoldering pile of ash in the center. The city, my city, was gone, and all of its inhabitants burned and blackened and broken. And then I heard it, off in the distance, like a chorus sent from hell. The moans rushed at me from 360 degrees. I knew at that point there was no way I would escape. The city drew me in like a trap. And the only thing I could do was hide. And so I glanced around that fair city I once called my own, only to find that there was no place for me to hide away. I was doomed. From deep within the hollows of my body, a fire burned bright. Anger and rage spilled from my mouth. A scream tore from my lungs, and I sang my own hell-born chorus. And like a phoenix rising from the ashes, I survived. The pure energy of anger and rage blasted from me to shatter and scatter the moaners in 360 degrees. I had lived. And I walked away from the city, stepped back into my little boat, and made my way back out, away from the shore. And then I picked my mic back up and spoke those words you all long to hear, that you are listening to WZMB Zombie Radio, our personal soundtrack to the end of the world. And to honor that dream, I'm going to play a song. The song is by Tesseract, and it's aptly named Phoenix. Enjoy.
Change, 'cause I've been chasing shadows.